everybody, to the Super Humanistic Podcast, where we talk about all things health and wellness. Thank you for joining us. If you missed last week's episode, we talked about Blue Zone diets and all the great foods that people in the Blue Zones eat, more plant-based diet, a lot of whole foods, and even some wine. So if you missed that episode and want to learn more about the diets of people in Blue Zones, which are areas of the world where people live to be over 100 and in general just live longer, happier, healthier lives, go back last week and check out that episode. Make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything and hit that follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. This week, we're going to continue the series about Blue Zones. And we are going to be talking about connecting and how people in the Blue Zones find it very valuable and it increases their health when you stay connected to your loved ones, family, friends, and the community. So I think you're going to get started by telling us about some of the benefits of connecting and then also ways of doing it. So
yeah, I'm going to get into like ways that the Blue Zone areas are connecting with each other, some benefits, and then giving you kind of some how-tos or ways that you're able to then incorporate it into your own lives after all of that. So getting back, we talked about those 9 areas of the Blue Zone. So you can go back to our other podcast to listen on the different areas that make up a Blue Zone. But they really are based on, these last 3 are really based on connection. So they have belonging, putting your loved ones first, and then finding your right tribe. So those were the 3 of the 9, and they all connect with connection. So in Sardinia, they are gathering in the street. Really every afternoon they're able to do that, and they get together and laugh. So laughter is huge in Sardinia and really should be huge everywhere. Laughter, just laughing daily, so having some sort of laughter, whether it be watching a YouTube video or a comedy show or laughing with your friends, it does reduce your stress, obviously, which also then leads to lower risk of cardiovascular disease. So in Sardinia, they're gathering in the street and they're all laughing together. They laugh with each other, but also at each other. I know we were talking about this weekend that there's this episode coming up of like a roast. So that's where, you know, you get
Tom
together.
Brady roast on Netflix.
Yeah,
you
get together and you really are laughing at that person. But all in fun and good times, right?
So we watched a comedy show last night, Dave Attell on Netflix, which was really good. I laughed quite a bit.
So yeah, Sardinia gathers and laughs with each other. In Costa Rica, Nicoya, Costa Rica, they're embracing that common history. They're very, have a lot of indigenous traditions there. So they hold true to those traditions and they find time to make sure that they're following through with those traditions. And a lot of those traditions enable them to live that stress-free life as well. So with that, they're maintaining their social networks. They frequently are visiting their neighbors, their loved ones. A previous episode, I mentioned that a lot of the Blue Zone areas really believe in family, putting family first, and they have multi-generational family homes. Lots of benefits to that as well. You can go back and listen to that episode. But for connection, they're really maintaining a social network in Costa Rica, frequently visiting neighbors and listening, laughing again, and appreciating what they have. So appreciation is huge for what their traditions are in Costa Rica. I know that's something we like to add to our daily schedule as well, our daily routine, morning routine. We have a slot where 10 minutes we're really listening and focusing on things that we're appreciative of. All right, moving on. And Loma Linda, so back in the U.S., the Adventists, they are spending time with like-minded people. So again, it's a community of people who are like-minded. They share similar values to each other, and they make it a priority to spend that time together. So they are spending time with friends who all share same beliefs and values with each other. And then they give something back. So they take the opportunity to then give back. They are like a huge part of being an Adventist is that you're volunteering your time to your community. So they find opportunities where they can volunteer with their friends and family. And with volunteering itself, it actually does help with depression. When you actually are giving back to others, you become less depressed as well. And then Ikaria, they are, again, making friends and family a priority. So they are fostering those social connections. Overall, this is a benefit to their overall health and longevity in life. So finding that time and making it a priority to spend that time with your family and friends daily for them. Okinawa, they form what is a moai. A moai is a social circle, pretty much, or a secure social network. The difference with a moai is that this also is providing financial assistance. So you're getting together a group of people who have the same values and beliefs as what you do. Maybe they come together to do weekly walks or a book study. But in addition to the physical or mental benefits of that, they also are providing some financial support. So they're able to come together if one of the members of that moai gets hurt or something's going on with their family. They then step in as a community of people to provide some financial assistance with them too. With that is reduced stress, right? I think we've all have been in a circumstance where finances have really stressed us out. So having that community and knowing that you're going to be taken care of regardless is a huge stress reducer. And then they are interested and interesting, just meaning that, again, they're listening to each other. They're being in the moment. They're not on their phones while they're hanging out because you're really then not paying attention to that person. So really being into what the stories that they're sharing and having some way to reciprocate that as well in their own stories. And then moving on to Singapore. Singapore, again, find your right tribe. So whether it be joining a club of like-minded people or things that you're like to do, like I think we were talking the other day about Facebook and how Facebook, you can join like a hiking club or you can find runners or walkers and like join the clubs within the Facebook community. And then you kind of join up and run somewhere. So finding something that you're interested in is what they do in Singapore. So they join clubs, they get involved at their church, and then they double down on their family. So they make it a priority weekly, really daily for them, to make sure that they're connecting with their family in some sort of way. And then as they also mentioned, having some sport that you're really into. So being into a sport and actually going, and you feel like that sense of community at a sporting event when you're going for one team. It just kind of gives you that boost of like, I'm with these people, even though I don't know them personally, I still feel as though I do know them because we're all supporting the same team. All right. So then moving on then, I believe you have some more benefits, and then we'll get into more of like the how to or what you can do. to support being more connected.
Yeah, some great benefits there and information related to each of those individual countries that are or locations around the world that are considered to be blue zones. Some, you know, a lot of studies have shown that there are a lot of benefits to connecting with friends, family, and just making new friends in general. Those social connections can lead to a longer life, better health, and improved well-being. They are also associated with a lower risk of heart disease, stroke, and dementia. Your mental health improves. Those strong social bonds are linked to lower rates of depression and anxiety as well. And they can improve your ability to recover from stress. As my wife was mentioning there, a lot of stress-related benefits when it comes to making those strong connections. And then you also just really improve the health of your community as a whole. With those strong social bonds, you can create trust and resilience within communities, get to know your neighbors a little bit, give back to the community, and really strengthen those connections with your neighbors and those people that live around you. Some ways that you can start to build those connections, I'll start off with that. So here are some tips that you can actually apply in your life each and every day so that you can build those stronger connections. Volunteer. We just spent some time volunteering at our church on Friday night. They were doing a celebration this last week of Hope, which is to try to give back to other communities around the world. We contributed to help pack 1 million seeds. We were packing Chinese cabbage seeds on Friday night, and those are going to be sent to different countries around Africa so that people can plant those seeds. So they can grow food for themselves and also sell some of it as well to get some money back into their families. Ooh, that is a great way to get out there and connect with your community. So volunteer, find some ways to engage in that. You can attend local events. I know around us here in the suburbs of Chicago and around Illinois, there's always a street fest going on in the summer and different community fests. So that's another opportunity to get out and engage with people who live around you. You mentioned the clubs on Facebook and all those type of things. And, you know, just be open and intentional. Approach connections with questions whenever you maybe see somebody out in public that you find that you might have a connection with in some way. You can engage with them by asking questions, listening, paraphrasing to what they tell you, and just be truly and be genuine when it comes to taking an interest in what they're saying. And that is a great way to build connections. Try to give yourself a break from social media. I know one way is to kind of connect with people through social media, but you also want to make sure that you're having those real world, real life connections with people. Whenever you're on social media a lot, you're using a lot of energy there, and that energy can be used out in the real world to make true connections with people in real life. So those are some tips that I have for you. Do you have some more?
So you mentioned volunteering at our church. So that is actually, if you don't have a church that you're already attending, I know that can be a little different. Different values and beliefs can occur in churches. I've definitely experienced what they call church hurt in my past as well. So just attending churches or a church service weekly, so trying different churches. There are a multitude of churches out there, different types of churches, smaller churches, larger, you know, Christian. There's so many. So maybe finding churches in your community or your surroundings that you're able to get to. And trying them out, like just go to one service, and if you didn't like it, then try a different one next week. So really exploring your church, that's a wonderful way of getting connected into the community and starting to then volunteer through different church events as well. A lot of our volunteer opportunities do come through our church, so that's ways that you can start to form more relationships and build that community in the church as well. You can also, there's a website called volunteermatch.org. So if you go
sounds
to
sounds like a dating site.
If you go to volunteermatch.org, it's gonna ask. Really, doesn't ask. It filters three different filters: so skill level, volunteer like need, and then your location, of course, or location that you're wanting to volunteer in. So then it will bring up a bunch of different volunteer opportunities for you based on whatever you select as your filters on there. So another way that you can find different volunteer opportunities, I would recommend calling them first. So the website, again, is just one of the tools, but then calling that organization to make sure they're still accepting volunteers. So that's another link that you can go to. And then exploring new traditions. This was something that I've been thinking about. We really have started to do the tradition of like, what's a rose and a thorn at dinner, just weekly, right? On the weekends, kind of summarizing what our week is and then things to look forward to in the next week. So making it a point at home as well with our family to have that time to connect with each other. And then other like rituals or family traditions that you can start. Maybe once a week you're going to have dinner with the whole family. Maybe it's going over to like your grandma's or your mom's. So making new traditions for your family. Some of my favorite memories growing up have actually been those traditions that I remember my grandma inviting everyone over and we would bake cookies for Christmas. Or she would invite us over in the summertime and teach us how to like plant and take care of her garden and pick raspberries and can. So start developing those traditions with your own family or friends or both. And yeah, get more connected with each other.
Sounds great. All right. Those are all the benefits and ways to get out there and connect. I believe you mentioned volunteermatch.com. Is there a challenge specific to
everybody? Oh, yeah. So really the challenge this week is to add in, find one volunteer opportunity for yourself. So part of your challenge this week then is to go, whether it be to use volunteermatch.org or going and attending a church service and finding a volunteer opportunity through them. Just whatever way, find an opportunity to go out and volunteer.
Yeah, you can also reach out to somebody if you haven't spoken to that friend or family member in a long time. Shoot them a text. Sometimes you have to be the one to reach out and make that phone call or send that text. So that's another way you can start to connect in a small way, and hopefully it'll grow bigger. So again, make sure you follow us on Super Humanistic on everything. Visit our YouTube channel. Hit the follow button on this podcast so you never miss another episode. And thank you for joining us this week, and we'll see you next week.
Bye.